up?
I gotta get my ass adjusted.
It is Sunday, May 23rd, 2021.
2021.
And your president is an idiot.
Do you want to go ahead and count us in, bruh, while I'm trying to do this?
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yeah, I heard. I might as well say 1 and 2, because you're not even watching the camera, so.
we're already starting.
Okay, well, welcome to Grumpy Elephants. While Jake is tinkering with his gadgets over there.
It's done.
Are you eating right now? Are you serious? What the hell? Okay, enjoy your snack, Jake. Let me finish this story.
Hey, but, yo, yeah, smoke a blunt. Forget about it. Forget about
it. We're all having a party. We're having fun. We like to have fun.
We like to have fun, you know, here.
What I'm saying? We like to have fun here.
No.
Actually, if you're listening,
we're supposed to be bringing the funny, Jake.
If you're listening to this podcast, you know, actually turn it off. Let's give them 5 seconds.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Two Grumpy Elephants. I am your host, Jason. Trace right here is Jake.
What's up, everybody?
Give it up the old Trace sign. You know, we do that as a respect for one of our co-workers. You know, it's just one of our things. So, I hope everybody enjoyed and noticed that we did put out a Wednesday episode last week. We're starting that. We're going to be doing that from here on out. So, you'll have 2 episodes to catch the grump.
Do we want to go ahead and
get subscribe?
Yeah, like and subscribe and all that shit. Do we want to go ahead and break into what we just went through?
If you want to start our podcast with that, be my guest. But you need to explain it to me as well. So all I've seen is the video. I have no context of any kind. So
okay, so
are you gonna?
We, those of you guys who don't know, BTS, the Korean pop boy band, just released a new track called Butter, and it got...
Is that what she was eating? Oh, I assume her gender. His gender.
Okay. Let's see.
Was that person eating butter at the end of that video?
I'm assuming so, yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
It looked to me that they were trying to like grab like 15 things that Americans are known for and put them in a music video.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like to me. Like they're really trying hard to... Are you really going to... You're not going to play it, are you?
No.
Okay, good.
We'd get copywritten and everything. So they had 21 million views on that within the first hour it was released. I said they hit 21 million views within the first hour of its release.
How is that possible?
Well, now you say how is this possible? That was my first time hearing that song as well. Way catchier than I thought it was going to be.
It wasn't bad as far as if it was on the radio, it wasn't bad.
I was getting ready for like a steaming pile of horse shit.
But we got into it.
And I was
head nodding a little bit.
Yeah.
It was catchy. It's almost like The Hanson Brothers. You don't want to let anybody know that you kind of like that rhythm or that song, Mbop. But, you know, it was catchy, but the outfits and the, first of all, the choir, hold on, let me say that right. Choreography?
No!
Yeah, say it!
Choreography. The choreography is the word you meant to say.
It was pretty Britney Spears, if you will. But the outfits were kind of ridiculous. And I mean,
something tells me that that's like fashion, you know.
Maybe, is this South?
Is this what? So check me out. Check me out. You lagged up, and I know what question you ask, and I just want to hear you ask the question again.
Was it South Korea? Is it South Korea or is it
North
Korea?
Well, it's definitely not fucking North Korea.
Well,
I highly doubt they have pop bands in North Korea.
Well, maybe I should rephrase that. Is it Korean?
Yeah,
I mean, it's Korean. I'm Korean pop music. It's Korean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you may. Yeah, it wouldn't be North Korea.
No.
I mean, but how are they that popular?
I don't know, dude. You know, they did a song with the rapper Juice WRLD. I thought that was a good song. However, I never listened to. Excuse me.
Nice.
Mountain Dew. Never listened to one of their songs by themselves before, and that was actually kind of interesting, you know. It wasn't bad, you know, and that's, you know.
No, it wasn't bad, but it's definitely not my taste in music. But
no, I mean, you know me, dude. Like, I listen to, like, deathcore and shit. But, you know, I mean, that I've heard worse. I've heard worse music. I've heard worse music this week.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I guess. But the video is a little over the top as far as.
But the reason I brought this up is because
I'm waiting for the angle.
Well,
I really am.
I took a trip over to the Clinton News Network, where I get all my trustworthy news sources, news stories.
You mean commonly?
Yeah. This dumb bitch did a fucking story on there, on that. I was looking for some serious news, and I came across this headline. I'm 43 and a proud BTS fangirl. You should be too.
Well, they don't have Trump to talk about no more, dude. They got to come up with something. They can't talk about Biden because everything he touches is turning to shit. So all they have left is, shit like that.
Hear me out, she says. It's not that I'm trying to relieve my teenaged years. The truth is that I'm bipolar and have an anxiety disorder. And somehow, this singing, dancing, K-pop boy band is a salve for my itchy mental wounds. So,
CNN's has got some problems, but I mean, I don't have a problem doing a story on them, but if that's one of their top headlines of the day, they need some Trump back.
Well, you know, I read this story, and I was really trying to read some others to try to get some good juicy shit for the pod. When I realized the headlines themselves.
Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Are fucking genius. But she continues on. She continues on to say in this news article, almost overnight, BTS has become a fixture in my everyday life. Whenever I feel upset, I watch them and they immediately alter my mood. I'm not gonna lie, I do dance around my kitchen and try to mimic their moves. That's definitely the 13-year-old in me trying to get out. You have a 13-year-old in you?
Let me ask you this. What do you think the odds are? Didn't mean to cut you off there, but what do you think the odds are that she has never heard of these folks or this group, BTS, until they gave her the assignment to write about it? You know what I'm saying?
I didn't think about
that. It doesn't sound like it's not like you're just moseying along and you find this group and you start, hey, I like this music. Let me write about it on my CNN network because I have a job there.
I see. So
that makes...
I didn't think about it like that. You know what I thought about it as? It's that somebody said, all right, you got to come up with a story by the end of the week. And there's all this conflict going on with the Hamas and Israel. And she's like, these Korean boys are so cute.
I could have sworn that was a chick at the end, bro.
No.
I'd have bit my paycheck on.
No. That's the thing that I noticed while watching that music video, is there's some hot chicks.
But they're not.
But they're not.
No. So you need to retract that statement right away.
I will not. For you listening, go look up BTS. But in this article...
It's Thailand all over again.
In this... No, yo, in this article, she goes through.
You never know what you're gonna get.
She goes through all of them, like all their names, and she's like, I learned who all they are. Isn't it so fantastic? One of them watches Friends.
And how does she know about this? Are they new? How new is this group?
BTS has been around for a minute. I've been aware of them for a minute.
Well, I just started hearing about this K-pop thing maybe like 2 months ago.
No. It's been a while. K-pop's been around for a long time. BTS has been around for a good bit as well. And they've been like extremely famous for like the past 2 years. And they just keep getting bigger and bigger with every song they come out with.
Can I just say this, though? As much as I love this story, and it's been fun to talk about, you went a long way to tell everybody that probably already knows CNN's full of shit.
No. I have more.
All right, well, let us have it.
So, I noticed something after that headline was fucking hilarious. And that's when I noticed I don't have to read the fucking stories. I just have to read the fucking headlines.
Why are you doing Joker right now? I swear to God.
I'm so excited, dude. I'm so excited over this. I'm so excited.
So we got some headlines from Clinton News Network.
Look, it's not about the story. It's about the headlines. All right,
give me something.
Leftover hash browns.
What, you just going to put that in anywhere?
Yeah. Needs a little salt, though.
Do you make those?
Yeah, I mean, they're the frozen hash browns with the peppers and the onions.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And just left over. But.
Oh, be in my shop, baby. Yeah, he's recording, and now your face is in it. He can cut that out. You can cut that out, right, Jake?
I got you. Oh, I forgot to do that during the episode. So, I told you about the, they did that, story about this New Jersey shooting. The shooting happened in New Jersey, for those of you guys who don't know. It was some big, party, this big get-together, this big anti-gun violence, group got together and...
Oh, wait a minute. So that's what the party was about?
I'm not sure if that's what the party was about or if those were just the type of people who were there.
Oh, okay. I got you. All
and,
right,
ironically enough, that party ended up getting shot up with 12 injured and 2 dead. It's not funny. It's not funny. It, you know, people died. It's not funny. But, let's see. Fuck,
it's just ironic
the website just refreshed on me. And I knew I should have,
That's no good.
I knew I should have taken a screenshot.
I read up on it a little bit, too, and that when I was reading it, there was very little details about it out yet. So, it to me sounded like that they were having a party way into the, you know, early hours of the night. Or the morning.
Okay.
And sounds like a neighbor got pissed off and said, I'm done with this shit. That's what it sounded like on spec, right out the gate, you know.
Okay, so talking about the CNN headlines. Okay. I have a, I'm going to read to you the latest U.S. stories on CNN right now.
Okay.
Okay. Shooting at unauthorized concert in North Charleston leaves 14-year-old dead and 14 others wounded. A mass shooting at a house party with hundreds of guests leaves 2 dead and 12 others shot. 2 dead, 12 injured after New Jersey house party shooting. 3 found shot to death in Atlanta area condo. 3 people were killed and 8 others were injured in a shooting in an Ohio bar. This This video of a dancing tortoise will make your day. Yep.
Crickets? You can add crickets into this one, Jake.
I will. Okay.
We gotta have crickets right there.
What the fuck? That's like 7 fucking stories of people getting shot up and then this video of this dancing tortoise will make your day.
Well, is that not everybody's whatever, and then all of a sudden you got a little cat playing with a ball of yarn. You know what I'm saying? That sounds like a Facebook, somebody's Facebook threads.
Yeah, yeah. But,
you know, it's CNN. I mean, what do you expect? They're doing everything they can not to talk about Chris Cuomo and Andrew Cuomo, okay? And we'd like to go there if you are done.
Go ahead.
K-pop and, don't forget the crickets, by the way. That would be funny.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so Chris Cuomo
timestamp on that
makes a big apology on TV. I don't know when. I think it was a couple of nights ago. But, you know, his brother that's the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, is in a bit of a pickle with some sexual harassment charges, alleged sexual harassment charges. And, the malfeasance response, the neglected response of the COVID situation when it comes to the nursing homes and stuff. It came out that Chris, his brother, was kind of in on some of those PR meetings that Andrew was throwing together to try to, smooth out, see what we could do to make things better, so he doesn't have to resign or get, impeached or whatnot. So he's got quite a bit of his colleagues now are starting to come out and say he needs to take a leave of absence from CNN. So, which is new, I never thought I'd see that. But let me just say this. I would do anything I could for my brothers, okay? So put that aside, they are brothers. I mean, you're going to take care of your family. You're going to try to look out for your brother. I get that. But when you are using your connections with the CNN network and Andrew Cuomo is using taxpayer dollars, to try to beat the rap, to try to make it, to do a PR campaign, to get out of trouble or to kind of ride this out until it goes away, I think it's a little bit unethical, to say the least, And I think there should be maybe an investigation on how some of the New York tax dollars are being spent to fund some of these PR, conversations. I mean, I don't know what was said in it, but I'm pretty sure, it may go a little something like this. Hey, yo, Chris, I'm in a bit of a trouble here. I got some girls saying I showed them my wingy. I don't know if I may have. I don't know. What can you help me out with over at the CNN?
You need some milk? A story or two. Nobody ever thinks about it again.
Yeah. I mean, make this go away, Chris. I mean, look out for your brother. You know what I'm saying?
Andrew, I call a couple Trump tards racist, and then it's over.
So here's what they start doing. What do you think everybody's talking about now? Because Biden's doing shit, okay? Biden is this, they can't talk about anything that Biden's doing right now because everything he's touching is turning to shit.
Yeah.
okay, they are trying to, you know, cover up whatever they're trying to sway eyes elsewhere. So what are they bringing up now?
BTS?
All morning. No. January 6th.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I was watching videos on that. You were on when I was watching videos on that earlier.
Yes. That's what they're bringing up now. So after I heard what you were watching, I went back and looked. They're getting on the minority leader, Kevin McCarthy. Is it McCarthy?
Yeah.
From California? Yeah. At this point, is this the election? Because, well, there's no reason to at this point because it ain't going to change anything. It's kind of a done deal. Unless there's a massive smoking gun somewhere, which I don't think there is. It's death by a million cuts when it comes to stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They're never going to find that big smoking gun. It's minor razor blade cuts all throughout the country of fraud or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's not that, boom, we got it. This is what will change the outcome. No, it's not going to be like that because they set it up like that. You know, it's set up to be that way. But doesn't matter. I don't give a shit. I'm not saying whatever. Fill in the blank. But in order to deflect this outright catastrophe, which is the Biden administration at the moment, and then you got this Andrew Cuomo thing with Chris Cuomo kind of being dragged into it, they got to do some deflection. And now we're talking about Trump supporters and January 6th rioters, and they're called rioters. They're not given the respect of being a protester.
Of being a peaceful protester.
Right. There was a lot of peaceful protesters there. Just because a handful, and I'm going to use the same logic that CNN was trying to convince me that BLM is not a terrorist group. Okay? So, okay. They're mostly peaceful. Okay? There's a few bad group, apples in the bunch, that broke into the Capitol, and then everybody kind of followed in, you know, because it's mayhem, okay? So you can use your logic, but when it helps your side score political points, they're automatically rioters, you know? I love the hypocrisy on that.
And, you know, that's... But, also, one of the things I realized is that I have to cough.
Okay. Well, while Jake is coughing.
Okay. Okay. Back at it.
When you really need to take a look at. Okay, Gary.
I was just
doing some filler.
One of the biggest things I realized in a lot of these videos is that they constantly bring up how could the Republicans do this? They're evil. They're damaging our police. We care so much about our police. What about the police officers guarding the Capitol? What about the police officers guarding the Capitol? Because you sure as shit don't seem to give two flying fucks about any fucking cop on the fucking street.
Except the ones that are guarding them. Okay?
I don't even think it's necessarily that. I think it's they saw an opportunity to get...
It's their political agenda at the moment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's Trump supporters bad, Capitol Police good.
Yeah.
If you notice... If you notice, when they talk about the police in Washington, D.C., they will always refer them to the Capitol Police. They will not say law enforcement.
Yeah.
That's their way of, you know, separating the two so it doesn't piss off their base. You understand what I'm saying? That's how they separate the two. They will never hear them call, because Capitol Police are just police.
Yeah.
They do the same thing. It's law enforcement, okay? So, but you won't ever hear them call them law enforcement. It's always Capitol Police. And that's a wordplay that they use. Because if they said the police, well, their low informed listeners may think, oh, did we switch sides again? Are we, you know, I'm not sure who to... Tell me who I should be mad at, please. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because that's how their listeners are. That's how, I mean.
That's all it is.
Majority of them. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted to throw that out there because I've noticed that as well. You know, they only love the police when it fits their agenda. And why does that fit their agenda? Well, because a few Trump supporters, and I would like to really say, you know, just because you wear a MAGA hat, just because you wear a Trump shirt, doesn't make you a Trump supporter. Okay? The devil doesn't show himself as his true form. You know what I'm saying? He comes in with basic whatever is comfortable for you to see, and that's how he gets you. He doesn't come in with horns on his head and a red tail sticking out his ass. You know, that's not how that works. It's called disguise. You know what I'm saying? So I really am under the belief that, yes, there were Trump supporters there, but I do believe that some of those that were initiating the break-in were not Trump supporters. But that's neither here nor there, because it doesn't matter at this point. I'm tired of being lumped in with anybody that has done something wrong because I like Trump.
Okay. And, you know, that's a good point to think about, too, is that it doesn't matter anymore. What's done is done. It doesn't fucking matter. And it's like the same thing goes for the election. What's done is done. It don't fucking matter anymore.
But they won't let that go.
But they won't let that go.
Because that's good. That's good for them. That fires up their base. But
and that's the only. That's all they have. And that's all they have. That's all why they won't
that's
let it go.
That's all they've ever had, Jake. That's all they've ever had was they are very good at attacking the right.
Us, we get fucking ammo on them every fucking
their
day.
Policy. See now. Look at the cost of food right now. Look how many businesses can't even get employees right now.
Yeah.
Because the government is paying them more to sit home.
Yep.
Actually, this is how you redistribute wealth. This is how you do it. This is how you divide. This is how you redistribute land and wealth and well-being. This is how you do it. All these small businesses that can't afford to pay their employees more than what the government's paying them to stay home are going to go out of business. Well, that's good for the big conglomerate companies. Corporate America is loving that. The big corps. Because that's taking away their competition.
I'm trying to find where those rules are for the Florida unemployment. You remember I sent you that?
You sent it to me. I can pull it up real quick.
Find an actual source, because I just saw that on a meme, you know.
Well, we don't want to be a memer, but I do love a good meme. But I can just give you, it says starting in June, they must show proof that they are looking a job. They must apply to at least 5 jobs a week. And this is a new one, that businesses now can report no-shows. So I guess if you set up for like an appointment or interview and you just don't show up, but you write down that you went for an interview or anything, the business can say, yeah, they never showed up. So that's kind of good.
Oh, yeah.
But look. This
I'm
is
wondering
what's
if the census is behind that or anything, but I can't find.
Well, you know, this is a screenshot of a Channel 9 news somewhere. So, I think we can take that as...
I'll post the picture right here.
Yeah. I mean, it's on a... It looked like somebody took a picture of a TV or something, you know. Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's great news. But that's not every state's doing that.
No,
you
know? No. That's just another reason of why I fucking would totally move to Florida. Fucking DeSantis.
Dude, I love North Carolina, don't get me wrong, but we got to get rid of Roy Cooper. because I would love to be in that group of states, just badass making laws against
Oklahoma, Florida,
critical race theory in public schools. So let me bring, since we are, that's kind of good because, we talked about the governor of Oklahoma last week and a couple of weeks ago at that, passing laws about protesters in the roadways.
Yeah, I remember.
So Greg Abbott of Texas, the governor of Texas, is now getting ready to sign a new law. Here's the thing about this one that some people have a problem with, but he's passing a law about not blocking the roadways for emergency vehicles. So a lot of people are saying this kind of a
should be a fucking law anyway.
Right, but it's kind of a cop-out because that should be common sense. What about the people that's trying to make it to work, though?
Yeah.
You know, what about the people trying to make it home before their kids, for the kids get home from school or whatever, you know, so they're not at home by themselves? You're impeding my freedom when you block a roadway, okay? You're infringing on my constitutional right to be free.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I think that's a no-brainer. You block the roadway, you go to jail, or you get fined, or something, some kind of punishment to deter people from doing that. You know what I'm saying? If there's no consequence to an action, there's no way to stop it. Until you stop, until you start putting these dumbasses in jail, Or finding their parents or them themselves $5,000 for every time they're caught blocking a roadway, that should stop real quick. Because money talks.
Yeah.
Bullshit walks. You start hitting them in that pocketbook, that shit will end immediately.
That's like you just said like 6 one-liners back to back. Money talks. Bullshit walks. I need that That's on right. a fucking shirt, dude.
Well, there's no reason for them to stop. They're having fun. They're making a difference.
Listen to me. My pronouns are it, she, creature.
They.
Fucking love bullshit.
They dream about meeting Biden or whatever, or getting sniffed by him. I don't know. So But there's no reason for them to stop until there's a consequence. But for those of you listening on Apple Podcasts right now, Jake was pretending to sniff his microphone as in to imply that he was Biden and his microphone was some chick.
Come on, Myron.
Did you hear the shit about he tried to recite the old wise tale, you teach a man to fish? Have you heard about that?
No.
Okay, I'm going to try to mess it up like he did, okay?
No.
The way he said it was, hey, you teach a fish a man, they eat. You teach a man a fish, they eat. If you teach them a lifetime, or something like that. Of course, the saying goes, you give a man a fish, he eats for a day. You teach a man a fish, he eats for a lifetime. But he butchered it. It was on Fox News this morning, but I couldn't find it again after I saw it. It's like, I don't know what happened to it, but there's a t-shirt already out for it. And I don't know when he said it or what, but it was hilarious. But, it's classic.
So, USA Today's fact check says he did not say that. Because I tried to find it.
He did. I don't care what they say. That shit's funny.
Well, it's like how they say Biden didn't say the N-word.
But he did. Or the F-word. And it rhymes. I'm not going to say what it rhymes with. Because that'll just set off the algorithm.
Look, all I'm going to say about what F-word Biden said is it wasn't fuck. Because,
Well, I think they call this an apartment in... they call this a cigarette in Britain. Yeah.
When did I say that? I gotta take that.
Now you gotta go back. Say it. We can't... We leave it up to the imagination, Jake. Okay, but anyway, so, all right, back to the Texas thing. A lot of people are kind of upset. They're saying it should say any road obstruction should be met with this penalty, not just for emergency vehicles or anything like that. And maybe it is, and he just hadn't explained it, because it's fresh.
And this penalty, is it a fine?
It didn't really say. It didn't really say on the article, but I would assume it's a fine for maybe a first offense, and then, you know, harsher, maybe even jail time for a second or third. But I don't know. I mean, it kind of just popped up there real quick, like, and there wasn't much to go by. But they also are. Greg Abbott is also going to start banning any critical race theory in public schools in Texas.
I heard about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think they're kind of going out at the same time, but you know. It's a good thing.
All I know is that 1 minute, we're not supposed to point out the fact that some of us are different. And now that's all we're supposed to do. And not only that, but also some are better than others, meaning every other is better than white. But that's not racist. I don't understand this whole. Yeah, there he goes with the Coke bottle.
Look, man, I'm starting to get a little tan there. I don't know if you noticed that. Hey, it might have been something to do with the summertime, but
could be, yeah. Could be.
So let me ask you this, Jake. Have you ever thought about investing in Bitcoin?
Jason. No, man. I never invested in no damn Bitcoin.
Well, you might want to hold off on that because it's tanking.
It's
tanking. Yes.
I thought that shit was like fucking $100,000 of Bitcoin.
Well, I think Elon Musk may have a little bit to do with this. He kind of was getting everybody excited about cryptocurrency, and then he kind of bailed on it.
Well, didn't he make it? No, he didn't make the Dodge coin.
He kind of partnered with it,
okay,
if you will, or he favored it more. But you know, all our meme buddies are getting ready to get hit hard with dog coin. Turns out the reason why it is tanking is because China made it and now add taxes to it.
China and what? Hold on, you cut out. China and what?
China and the U.S.
Okay.
Have now started. The way they worded it was show signs of regulation and taxes. So I don't know what that means, other than, you know, Uncle Sam's gonna get his money. You know, they'll tax you until you. Maybe you should mute your microphone when you're doing that, because it's loud. Okay, thanks. But yeah, I mean, of course, it's a fucking tanking now, because they're gonna tax this shit. You know what I'm saying? Which I don't know how they won already, but you know, if you bought into the Bitcoin or dog coin or any other kind of cryptocurrency, you know, you may want to get out, because it's tanking like a motherfucker right now. So. And I'm not big into finances. I mean, I dabble a little bit. I have some stocks and bonds, but, you know, I think it's funny that everything the government touches, they destroy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's just, they can't let the free market just be free. They got to get their fucking shit out of it. And that is the absolute only reason why marijuana is now legal, is so they can tax it. That's the only reason. If they could not tax that, you wouldn't be able to do it. That's why moonshining was so illegal for so long. Because they couldn't tax it. So just remember that. You know,
remember it, folks.
Are you going to sleep on me? Or
I'm just leaning back. Man, I'm just leaning back.
It's just a weird vibe. You got a weird view going on of your armpit there, just, you know, chilling.
No, I'm just leaning back, bro. I got tired of sitting up.
All right. Well, that's fine. Well, let's talk about something fun. Let's talk about vaccines.
So have you heard now, Fauci does not believe COVID was naturally.
That's exactly what I've gotten written here. I can show you. Hold on, let me see. Yeah. If you look right here, it's not going to be as clear, but it says may not be naturally made. It's basically Fauci was at some kind of conference or something, and he made the comment that he did not believe COVID-19 was a naturally forming virus, which means it was man-made.
We've been saying that all along.
Yeah. But what I wanted to talk about was Rand Paul says that he's not planning on getting the vaccine because he got COVID-19. Or he was one of the earlier senators that got it, you know, and he beat it. And he says now he feels that he has a natural immunity to the virus. Now, Rand Paul is a doctor, okay? I would think he would know what he's talking about a little bit. I don't know what medicine he practices, but you know, he probably had to go to school for a lot more things than he practices for. But so my question was, do you think that that's a thing where if you got COVID-19, that you're somewhat, maybe not 100%, but you know, you're more immune to it than others that haven't got sick or anything like that? Do you think that's a thing or?
Well, look, I can say before we start touting off opinions, I don't want YouTube to flag us. So whatever we're saying, just so we're clear, we're not saying is fact. We're not saying is gospel. But do I think a person can get some sort of natural immunity to it?
Yeah. That's the question. In order to not have to get the vaccine, is what I mean.
Well, wasn't there...
Because the vaccine doesn't say that you won't get it. And the vaccine only lasts for, 3 months? So what are they going to do after this 3 months is over? Does everybody got to go back and get this vaccine?
Is that new development? The vaccine only being...
Well, that was what they were saying a while back, that you had to get it every year like the flu shot. Or is that not the case?
I thought it was a two shot blop blop and done.
I don't think it's the way it is. That's my understanding, but I could be wrong on it. But
you know what? You know what? I do have a question. Who knows? Who knows? Who the fuck knows?
Nobody does. Because
I'm always hearing different shit.
Everything's been so politicized about this thing, and it's hard to believe what you hear or what you read, and then. I heard this from so-and-so that lives down the road.
Yeah,
from
yeah.
Or whatever. And you don't really know. I mean, even the CDC has contradicted themselves multiple times over wear a mask, don't wear a mask. It's probably not a good thing to wear a mask. You should wear two masks. Now wear four. Even if you get the vaccine.
Seven masks.
But here's the thing. Even if you get the vaccine down, they're saying you probably still need to wear a mask. But Now they're saying if you get the vaccine that you don't have to wear it outside, and then they moved it to inside, and they got backlash on that. So I don't know really where they are with it. I don't know.
Here's what's interesting to me is the CDC is not the fucking person. It's the group of people who we're supposed to listen to and trust. When they come out and say something, it's supposed to be non-politicized bullshit that we all understand as the latest fact and as the latest truth, and we're all supposed to take that information and run with it. Now, when you come out with some information and you have an entire political party going, that's gotta be bullshit.
Yeah.
Because we don't agree with it.
Right.
Now, here's one thing the Republicans did is that a lot of when the CDC was coming out with all their statements and shit, the Republicans were pretty much like they took these statements and they said, well, probably.
Yeah.
But
Well, who gives it's a just fuck? Like when
let's keep well, living it's just our like lives.
When Trump was president, and how I miss those days. But when Trump was president, do you remember what Kamala Harris said? She would not take that vaccine. She would not.
Yeah,
take Trump's
yeah.
Vaccine.
If it was Trump's vaccine, which, by the right. way, it is, but
it still is.
That's but neither here nor
it
there.
It didn't matter to me. Here's how I was. I love Trump, but I won't take his vaccine. Bro.
Nah,
you know, it ain't like Trump was making it or anything like that. He lined it up. You know, he eased regulations and he poured in support and streamlined it. But I think you're really pushing flirting with disaster, if you will, when you streamline something that probably needs to be time tested.
Yeah.
You know, over a couple of years. I mean, you know, I just don't think it was smart to, you know, of course, yeah, a race to the vaccine is great. But, you know, if we have a virus that the mortality rate is 8%? If most people get it.
I think it was 0.4, 99.4.
Okay, let's just say 99%. But the people get it, survive it, okay? But if you got an experimental vaccine that nobody's tested throughout a good amount of time, you know, risk versus reward kind of thing. I mean, if I've got a 99% chance of beating this virus, then I don't know what the fuck this vaccine's going to do. I mean, nobody... You know, they're starting to say now that some of them are causing heart failure. I saw that on the news earlier, you know. And it's one thing after another. And it's kind of like what I said earlier about death by a thousand cuts. You're seeing it here. You're seeing it there. A few stories here. A few stories there. When does it become a real big deal? How many people have to be sick? Until we say, okay, maybe we should have thought about this vaccine thing a little longer before we started administering, you know.
Well, in the end game, it doesn't matter because they've got immunity. Nobody can sue over it.
Well, it was all about getting the election. All of it was about making Trump look bad and getting him, you know, voted out of office by slamming his vaccine when it was politically convenient to slam the vaccine because he was trying to do good. I'm not saying that the vaccine wasn't intended to do good. I never for a minute would think that somebody would, you know, not try to do good and try to save everybody from this virus. But, you know, I just don't think it's, you know, some medicines are on, you know, in trials for years before the FDA ever gives them approval. They have to be tested on all conditions, and you know, certain medications won't jive with that, you know, this medication. And that's how you find that out, by trial and error and small tests here, there, throughout year, you know, a couple of years.
And now
it takes a lot of it takes a lot of money and time to make medicine.
And now we are the guinea pigs.
That's kind of basically what I was saying, is that as much as I would regret this ever happening, but I could see us 2 years down the road saying, you know, all the people that got that vaccine are now dealing with this, you know? And that would be terrifying if I would.
Now, here's a question for you, and this will probably be, like, the last thing I touch on, because we're kind of getting towards the time limit.
We're getting long in the tooth now. Yeah, I got you.
But, 4 years goes by. Trump runs, hypothetically, all hypothetical. Trump wins the election, and we start seeing some very deadly side effects to this virus.
That will
or
be
to,
Trump's
or to this
vaccine.
To the vaccine. Does that become Trump's vaccine? You see exactly where I'm going with it.
100%. 1,000% that would be Trump's vaccine.
I want to go on record for saying that before it fucking happens.
It will. They've already, they already got these headlines put up in a drawer somewhere in case he wins again. That's exactly what will happen. They will bring up everyone that died or had a, excuse me, a bad reaction to this vaccine. That
a tail,
will come out
horns, third arm, not like mine.
Will be all Trump. Yeah. I mean, you know, they are so blinded sometimes by their hate for this guy. They don't even see what they look like when they do what they do. But that's exactly what they will try. They will some way be able to twist it to, you know, everything was going fine until Trump got back in there. And, you know, I don't know how they'll be able to do it, but they will try to find a way to do that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely they will. So, you know, I think, you know, there is a, I did want to go back to the Cuomo thing, because there is a Republican that's gaining support. I can't remember his name, is Lee Levlin or something like that. That's challenging Cuomo for governor. So, you know, if there is any more Republicans in New York, you know, start supporting this guy, because he may be your last hope.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, go check that guy out.
I haven't seen last Republican I think I've seen in New York was Rudy Giuliani, I think. You know, I don't think they've had a Republican governor since then. Well, so
I don't give a fuck about New York.
I don't either, but it seems like that whatever New York does, that we should follow suit, you know. And it, when you have a dickhead governor like we do, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of how we feel sometimes.
I do want to say, we are on Instagram and Twitter at 2GrumpyElephants.
We are.
We are on
the guy that's supposed to be, you know, doing things on it has kind of dropped the ball on it. But I am going to be, you know, really hitting that hard this week and in the future to, you know, try to promote 2GrumpyElephants. The podcast, but you know,
hit us up on the social meds.
Yeah, we'd like to get some comments, and I would air of warning: if you curse in your comments, there is a good chance we will not see.
Yeah, them. If you know anything about that, leave a comment or send us a message, or give us an email at 2GrumpyElephants@gmail.com. Because people are leaving comments with cuss words in them, and we're not seeing them.
Yeah.
We're not even getting an email notification. They're just not getting past YouTube at all. We have all of our restrictions turned off on YouTube. We're thinking you should be able to comment whatever you want, but we're not seeing these comments that other people are leaving. So get up with us on that. If you can figure that out for us, that'd be great. The audio version of the show is also on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts.
Yeah. I would say, though, if you do want to leave a comment and you want to insinuate that you're saying a cuss word, do the old, you know, pound sign,
asterisk,
hashtag, you know, all kinds of, you know, we know what you're saying. We speak the same language, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'd rather you do that and us get it than we not get it. And because I really am looking for some interaction with our viewers, and I think, you know, if you have concerns of what's going on in the world, or you've come across a story that nobody's talking about, let us help with that. You know, we'll talk about it. You know what I'm saying? If we can't get the comments in or see them because of a cuss word, I don't even know if it has to be a curse word. It could be, you know, something.
I don't know.
An algorithm considers hate speech or whatnot. So just keep your comments general. Get your message across in funner ways than, you know. But I would like to be able to see the comments. We're working on that.
Like
if
I
you
said,
have
if
commented,
you, if you know
we
about
did
it,
not respond, that's probably why, you know.
Yeah, so, if you know something about that we don't, send us a message. Let us know. we'll get that fixed immediately.
All right. And
we are Two Grumpy Elephants.
Great show.
I am Jake. He's Jason. We are the Two Grumpy Elephants, and we're out of here.
Grace. Later.
Later.